Welcome to the GodShow.us Daily! Tale of the Tape. Reach. 40 years. Record. Unclear. Signature move. The retrospective gut punch. Walkout song. Something you only understood on the third listen. One question. 15 traditions. Tonight.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question, ask your own, and discover your belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, why does the person who made your life genuinely harder sometimes turn out to be the reason it got good? The word doing all the work is made, not influenced, not contributed to, made a, like furniture. Like a bed you did not ask to lie in. If someone made something, are they responsible for what it became? Why does the person who made your life genuinely harder sometimes turn out to be the reason it got good? Buddhism doesn't frame this as a gift at all. The Pali word is upadana, clinging. The tradition says what changed you wasn't even the person. It was the exhaustion of holding on that tightly for that long to someone who would not hold still. When the grip broke, there was no reward, just space. And space, and apparently, was what you'd been starving for.
Which means the person gets no credit. The pain gets no credit. The space gets the credit. Buddhism is almost rude about it, where the difficult human is basically beside the point. The letting go did the work.
Stoicism agrees, but for different reasons. Stop calling it unfair. The impediment was the action. Patience cannot be practiced in a garden, only in the grinding. You resent them because gratitude requires admitting you needed the friction. And that admission costs something.
Judaism won't let it be that tidy. There was a woman in Lodz, humiliated by a teacher at 9, so ashamed she went home and taught herself everything. She never forgave him. She also never stopped. The Mishnah's question, who is responsible for what she found in the library? The ledger stays open. The wound does not have to be redemptive to have been real.
Picture the airport gate during a long delay. Nowhere to go, bag at your feet, flight board frozen. That's the Sufi frame. The person pressed their thumb into your chest. Not to hurt you, not to help you, just because they were who they were. You rebuilt around their absence like a room rebuilt around a missing wall. And the missing wall had been the only thing blocking the window.
Zen throws the poetry out entirely. Huineng couldn't read a word, and the robe still landed on his shoulders. He was just pounding rice. Same weight, same chaff. Every day. The person handed you the pestle. Not as gift, not as lesson. Those are words you added later. The grain broke open. You ate. You.
Dory from Finding Nemo, the one where she keeps swimming because she literally cannot retain the memory of the danger. The pop culture oracle says the word we keep using is healing. But the word we actually mean, it's displacement. The hard thing didn't make you better. It made you move. And moving was what the better was waiting on. Broken oracle or not, that one landed.
The traditions genuinely split here. Buddhism says the person barely registers. Stoicism says the friction is the mechanism. Sufism says they were the valley itself. Specific, necessary. Judaism refuses to let the wound be redemptive if the harm was real. Christianity says grace was already inside the breaking. These are not the same claim dressed differently. They disagree about whether you need to forgive, whether the person matters at all, and whether you get to keep your anger.
Most of the traditions answered by prying open made. Because if someone made something, then made things can be unmade or built further. Tomorrow deserves a question about the people who made it easy and what that quietly cost us instead.
TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us! When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us! And thanks to NewYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune! If tonight's bout card landed, support the free daily multilingual show at TheGodShow.us! Submit your question, find your belief profile, and come back every day! The tale of the tape is filed. Walkout song. Finally understood. The grain broke open. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day. The engine.